Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
My heart breaks just a little bit for the 25-year-old who's listening and says, oh, that's a cool song. I wonder who sings it. But take your wins where you can get them. They like the song. Joining us now, we have Sam Abel. She is the city manager for the city of Gulf Breeze. Sam, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Okay, and I said it right? Manager, not administrator, right? City manager?
That's right. Manager, that's right.
I know.
That's right.
I make these mistakes. I'm so sorry.
No, no.
One of the things you all talked about last night was an e-mobility ordinance, which I assume that's e-bikes and e-scooters and all these zippy little devices that make people into cars without them actually being cars, right?
That's right, Andrew. This is a term that really wasn't just very common, you know, in nomenclature prior to COVID. And so what we talked about last night is when the city first took up multi-mobility and enhancing quality of life, the conversation was almost exclusively golf carts. Mm-hmm. So when we opened our multi-use pathway, which is 4 miles long, the goal was to separate the low-speed wheels from the walkers on the sidewalk. But, of course, we know that with the cost of batteries becoming more affordable and the availability going up during COVID, you now have all these e-devices, and e-mobility refers to those that are battery-operated. There is just a proliferation now of just devices that I could have never conceived. I mean, you have, you know, senior citizens who are on a device with one wheel around Gulf Breeze. And then, of course, you have the e-bikes and you have everything, you know, in between. And so a lot of them, unfortunately, aren't using our $3 million multi-use pathway. They're on the sidewalk. We have had signage up now. We've worked with education. We're at the point where the council, during their planning retreat, said this is a legislative item that they want to take up. And thankfully, you know, the state statute is also catching up and providing more guidance than it did 5 years ago in relation to e-mobility. So, Andrew, as you have, already covered, of course, it's a multi-use pathway now that's stretching across the entire panhandle, and large portions of that are already complete. So we know that there's going to just be more e-mobility coming through Gulf Breeze, going to the beach and to Pensacola.
Right.
So enforcement is going to be a big part of that. And so the council gave some direction to staff last night at how they want us to approach this moving forward.
Yeah. And look, I mean, as a driver, I hate the e-bikes because they're so fast that they're almost traffic, you know, but not quite, and I, as a walker, I don't like them because they are so fast. And as even a bicyclist, I don't like them. Like, they're wrong in every way, and there's not really a good place for them because they're so fast and powerful and, you know, they weigh more. I've seen it done well in, Greenville, South Carolina has a really, really amazing multi-use path, and everybody gets along really well, and it's pretty well used. But I don't feel like we're there yet in terms of our ability to all function together. So I'm glad you guys are taking this up. I also wanted to ask you, I know it's outside of the city limits, but the new multi-use path, at least on the south side of Highway 98, it seems to be done mostly in large chunks, but it is huge. And it might be 12 feet across. It's at least 10. It's bigger than any I've ever seen. It looks like a frontage road. I'm worried cars are going to drive on that.
Well, it is as wide as a frontage road. So a multi-use pathway is the standard is 10. Now, I'm not pretending to be a DOT or transportation, you know, engineer.
Right.
And so I would imagine that, you know, the thought was to make it, you know, wider for safety, maybe at night. It will, you know, I'm curious to know if there's going to be striping to delineate maybe two ways of traffic. That's certainly in Gulf Breeze. We use a standard green stripe. Ours is 10 feet wide, you know, 5 feet in either lane.
Mm-hmm.
Slower users must yield on the right. So So that might be, you know, one of the thoughts moving forward. But yeah, I would say it's wider than standard, unless, again, not an expert. Maybe those standards have changed as, you know, the state has taken up some of these mobility issues.
I just know when I posted a video of it, and I've had people say they've already seen cars driving on it, either accidentally or, presumably maybe drunk people or whatever. It caught my attention because I hadn't realized it was going to be so big and right next to the road surface like that. Anything else on the agenda from last night that you particularly want to mention to people that might be listening in Gulf Breeze?
Well, another one of the council's items that they asked staff to take up was almost a year ago, we began surveying the users of our community center to see what they liked and, what they maybe felt could be improved, new offerings, and what Roger Jackson, our Parks and Rec director, shared with the council last night is there is a desire for more performing arts. There's a desire to get back to using our stage for plays, which has been used, you know, many years ago, but that kind of fell out of vogue. And so there's been more indoor basketball, volleyball, pickleball. But with the availability of those recreational amenities around us, there's a desire for more ceramics, more of the, you know, the arts. We certainly see our sister cities are moving more. There's even opportunities for art within the parks. And so you can expect, Andrew, that we're going to be leaning more into that kind of tactile offerings versus what the council said is they want to get away from so many private enterprises and subsidizing private businesses, like with the aerobics and such, because we do already have that in our area.
Okay, that makes perfect sense. I know this is a little bit of a wingnut question, but I just ask out of curiosity as a volleyball player who really hasn't played in a while, but used to play a lot. In Pensacola, there used to be an open gym for, you know, indoor volleyball. I know you have the nets out back, which is great for outdoor, but do you guys have a, like, open play volleyball, not tournaments, not leagues or anything like that, but just, you know, pickup ball? Is that something that you guys do?
We do, and we have for years. And so that's been, you know, just we have basketball early in the morning. Then we have, you know, our season for our indoor volleyball. Of course, we've got the outdoor volleyball. We've got the pickleball. There is a tipping point of which you can become a victim of your own success.
Yeah.
And that's where our advisory park board really comes in handy with making sure that we're offering a balance, with the priority always being that walk-up play or that public use.
Mm-hmm.
You can get to a point where you're offering, you know, such high quality play that then you have those private instructors, you have, you know, that collegiate level and such. And so that's always a conversation, you know, that we have in Gulf Breeze. As our outdoor beach volleyball has become more popular, that's, in fact, right now we have some who are asking if we can expand that use. And so volleyball is huge, indoor and outdoor.
Well, you don't win two back-to-back state championships and not have a little
That's
bit
right.
more interest in a thing. Sam Abel, city manager for the city of Gulf Breeze, as always, Sam, thanks so much for the update. You got me thinking now about the pickleball cops, the self-policing ladies who always run around and make sure everybody's following the rules and putting their paddles in right, and at the pickleball. Anyway, thanks for the time, as always, Sam. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Thanks, Andrew.
All right. 8:17 here on News Radio 92.3. John, you're looking at me funny. You've never heard that, the pickle cops?
No.
Oh, my God.
I have
Maybe I'll tell you that story sometime.
Yes.
Tell
them
about
yes.
traffic.
All right. Brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the best of the bay winner. That's Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782. No accidents to report to you right now if you are traveling on 98 westbound heading toward the Garcon Point Bridge. Expect about a 5 to 7 minute delay. Also, I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29, still dealing with a little minor congestion there, about a 5 to 7 minute delay in that area. Other than that, we are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Hey, if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, you want to get, obviously, you need a good realtor to help you get to the end goal of closing, which is the only thing that matters. You know, getting 90% to closing doesn't do much except waste your time. So you want to get all the way through, which means you want somebody who has experience solving problems, anticipating problems, negotiating, helping you at every step of the way. Well, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty sell 165 homes last year, 175 the year before that. They know how to get it done. They know how to show it. They know how to stage it. They know how to list it, the price, all of the things that happen. Even on if you want to buy a new home, you might think you don't need a realtor to buy a new home, but there's all kinds of benefit to using one because they can get you a great deal. You know, sellers are motivated, even for new construction. And in terms of taking ownership, you know, being willing to put the blue tape on everything that needs fixed, Christina Lovener's like, I'm a blue tape queen. I will put everything blue tape. You deserve a perfect home when you buy a perfect home. Anyway, so whatever the case is, give her a call. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty. All right, so the pickleball story?
Yes, please. Okay. I need to hear it.
So my wife and I, we always like to try different things, you know, and we had bought some pickleball equipment, and we were visiting her mom in Jacksonville, and we decided to go play pickleball. Well, we went down to the you know, the courts, and it was like, we had maybe played it one time before, so we were not good, okay?
Right.
But the courts were full, and I mean, this is like a 5-court, 6-court complex, okay? Lots of courts. And, you know, you put your paddles, you put your rackets in the holders, and you hold your place or whatever. And we're just, you know, waiting. And we noticed that this group had come up of four. And this woman had apparently decided that it was her place in life to be the pickle cops. You know, to tell people when they were done and your time was up and, you know, you finished a game and you need to move along. And this is a woman who obviously in another life had aspired to be a member of the TSA. No salt to the TSA people. But, you know, there was very much that, you know, scoldy kind of do it right, follow the rules. And I'm like, and you have never turned me off to anything as effectively.
So did you end up playing?
We did, yeah.
Did you beat any?
Oh, God, no, we don't even keep score, which is actually, I'm sure, was totally irritating to this lady because we were just hitting the ball around. You're not keeping score, then you don't know when a game is done. Yeah.
We get tired.
Yeah, you know, when we're done. We'll be done soon. Relax, you know. Go home. Find somebody else to harass. Go hang out with the grandkids if you have them. 821. So ever since then, in my mind, pickleball has always been associated with the pickle police.
Hi, this is Jeff Wayne, General Sales Manager of ADX Communications. Our team of expert marketing consultants, backed by over 200 years of combined experience, has helped hundreds of local businesses increase their market share. With 4 powerful radio stations, we can create a customized marketing plan tailored to your needs. And if digital advertising is part of your strategy, we've got you covered. ADX Digital offers cutting-edge solutions and exclusive products and strategies that gives your business an edge. Let's make 2025 a year of success for your business, whether it's on the market leader, Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, the area's top news talk station, the go-to for sports fans, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, Pensacola Playlist 94.5 for reaching women and lifestyle audiences, or ADX Digital, targeted digital strategies that drive results. One call, one team, endless possibilities. Call me, Jeff Wayne, at 850-262-6000.
This message is sponsored by the Florida A&M University Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Mary on Demand is live. Start your marijuana education journey today. Learn at your own pace and check out the Medical Marijuana Education Series. You decide what you'd like to learn and when with Mary on Demand. Visit mary.famu.edu. That's mmeri.famu.edu. And remember, recreational marijuana is still illegal in Florida. Mary, educate, learn, talk.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, happens every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Come out, bring a blanket or a lawn chair, and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, it's Pensacola's very own On the Rocks. They're taking all your musical favorites, shaking it up, giving it a twist, and adding their own unique and special flavors and serving it back to you on the rocks. It's happening this Tuesday night at 7 with Bands on the Beach. Remember, no pets or glass allowed.
Hey, hey, Pensacola pet parents. Got questions about your fur babies? Well, I'm Dr. Mark Sprayberry, owner of Olive Branch Pet Hospital. I would like to invite you and your friends to tune in to the all-new Pet Talk, where I'll be answering all your questions live on air.
Tune in Thursday at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
The Dave Ramsey Show. Weeknight 7 to 10 before WEAR-TV News. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
It takes a steady hand because if you touch the side...
I'm getting so many texts in here about the pickle police. the overly busybody, and it was a lady and her lady friend too. You know, it was like watching what was the movie with the plastics? I can't stop trying to make fetch a thing. I just can't think. Mean Girls, and so it was definitely like that. And let's see, somebody had texted in and said I bet this lady's name was Karen, and I'm like, no, her name was Karen K. Karenson. Somebody else says,
doubled up.
Lieutenant Karen Picklecop badge number one. For sure. Somebody else texts in, Danny says, e-bikes and scooters should be in the bike lane. If they're on the sidewalk or where people are walking, they should be required to notify with a bell they're passing a pedestrian. And that's, by the way, that Greenville long walking trail, Swamp Rabbit Trail, has a really good culture of collaboration. You know, on your right, passing on the right, bells when you can, like all that. No, people, they do it really well. So it doesn't get done that well everywhere. Somebody else had texted in, David texted in, I wish Pensacola Beach would push the fast, silent, scary e-bikes off its walking paths and sidewalks. Yeah. But the problem is that when they're on the street, it becomes a problem too. There is no good place for them because they're not fast enough to really be in traffic, maybe at 30 miles an hour, because they do go about 25. Okay, most and sometimes faster, but they're an impediment most of the time, and they don't want to be in traffic. They'd rather be on the bike, and the pedestrians don't want them. It's a no man's land, you know, is the problem. So, you know, and I don't own one, so I have no sympathy. Isn't that how that works? Like, it's, you know, you don't have sympathy for the thing that doesn't affect you. I mean, right? Oh, and somebody else texted and says, talking about the very, very wide multi-use path in Gulf Breeze on Highway 98 east of the Live Oaks, that they have already seen cars driving on it. It's so big, it's bad. And it also kind of makes me wonder, like, I think the final configuration is six lanes, but it made me feel like, did we sacrifice? I mean, it's a lane of traffic wide. Did we lose a lane of traffic so we could have this massive bike path? And I'm for bike paths. They're good. But, man, let's see. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
Brought to you by ECUA Bulkway Services. Now call for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. You can learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Still rolling accident-free right now. Good news on that. Looks like I-10, I-110 have cleared up. Not seeing any delays to let you know about. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, the National Transportation Safety Board is continuing its investigation into that deadly crash of a Mexican Navy ship into the Brooklyn Bridge. NTSB investigators said Monday that the ship had left Pier 17 on Saturday, intended to sail down the East River before heading out to sea. Investigators say a distress call for help came in 45 seconds before that ship hit the bridge.
All right, so it's a terrible thing. Two people died. It destroyed the boat or had serious damage to the boat. But can I ask a like semi-lighthearted sort of question about this?
Sure.
Before this happened, had you ever even heard that there was a Mexican Navy?
I had no clue. I was like, oh.
I mean, it is a country with a fair amount of waterfront property.
You're right.
It shouldn't be a surprise, but Mexican Navy?
That wasn't a destroyer. No. A carrier.
David, had you ever heard that there was a...
You know, you don't hear a whole lot about them.
There you go.
You just don't.
There you go. But if you had asked me, is there one, I probably could have reasoned my way through to, well, I guess that makes sense. They probably do. But it's not familiar, you know, to me. Exactly. So, all right, David, thanks so much for the update. Oh, sorry, I interrupted you. Was that your first, third, second
story? Well, that was my first
story. Well, go on then. Continue.
Sure. A pigeon is apparently fighting for its life after being hit with a line drive during Cincinnati Reds batting practice. That happened during a game Monday at PNC Park. A Cincinnati sports reporter posted that the pigeon had died, but it's come out now that the pigeon is still alive but on life support.
I will utter only two words for everyone who knows. Randy Johnson.
Oh.
Mm. John knows and David doesn't. Go on, David. right?
Yes.
Randy Johnson.
Yes. I got you.
Well, maybe obliterated
a bird.
A bird with a fastball. It's horrifying. Okay. Yeah, and it's a very, very, very memorable incident. Go ahead, David. Sorry.
Sure. Final story here. Tiger King Joe Exotic pleading with President Trump now to intervene. Apparently, his husband has been deported to Mexico. Exotic revealed that he was married to 33-year-old Jorge Marquez Flores back in April. He's currently, of course, serving that 21-year prison sentence for animal abuse and plotting to kill Carol Baskin.
So, and Tiger King's... I can't.
Flores had been locked up in Texas, and he was apparently released and deported last week.
I don't know. I got nothing. I got nowhere to go. And I'm not going to mention Randy Johnson again. Oh, dang it. 8:30 here on News Radio 92.3. Oh, man, I'm probably going to get scolded for all this from somebody. Well, it happens anyway. And now I have nothing. I don't have any subject matter left to cover with you. How about this? This day in history. One of the most important dates in the Christian history calendar is the First Council of Nicaea, exactly 1,700 years ago today in 325, that led the First Ecumenical Council of the Christian Church to produce the Nicene Creed, if you don't know. 1,700 years young.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump's meeting with House Republicans this morning at the Capitol to rally support for a tax and spending cut bill.
We're going to have a bill, the one big beautiful bill, I think it's going to be. It's the biggest bill ever passed, and we got to get it done. Tremendous tax cuts for people, tremendous incentives, tremendous regulation cuts, all these regulations that are so horrible.
The plan's opposed by enough Republicans to prevent passage as is. The European Union agrees to new sanctions on Russia over the war in Ukraine. Atlanta's former mayor, Democrat Keisha Lance Bottoms, joins next year's Georgia governor's race.
People are looking for somebody to fight against the chaos that's coming out of Washington, the chaos that's being created by the Donald Trump administration, and I am ready to lead.
Incumbent Republican Governor Brian Kemp is term limited. Bottoms served one term as mayor, joining the Biden administration after declining to run for a second term. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. We've got 80 degrees right now. Partly cloudy skies here in Pensacola. Well, Florida's first black bear hunt in 10 years could happen as soon as this December, pending some regulatory approval. But there is some conflicting views on the matter. Animal advocates urging officials to stop the hunt, citing ethical concerns and issues where bears had been wiped out through unregulated hunting. But supporters argue that that bear population needs management due to rising human interactions. Of course, there have been two bear attacks, one fatal here in Florida in the last several months. The other attack happening just over in the Gulf Breeze area. If approved, permits to kill 187 bears would be issued with annual hunts planned. The FWC will be taking up their proposals for the bear hunt at a meeting that starts tomorrow. Santa Rosa County Commission Chairman Kerry Smith expressing some frustration with recent news reporting following the resignation of a member of the zoning board that expressed frustration with the Board of Commissioners not considering their recommendations.
I realize that as a former member of the zoning board, that in the past, I felt as a member of that zoning board that the Board of County Commissioners was constantly voting against us. And it is so far from the truth because I didn't really realize it until I got in here.
And Smith asking for clarification from county officials who said the Board of Commissioners have only overturned 11% of the zoning board's recommendations since 2020. Smith said he may be sensitive about protecting the Board of Commissioners because it's their reputations that are on the line. Well, a young man from Bratt in the hospital after a hit-and-run crash in Nashville, Tennessee. Officials say Zachary Karich was hit while he was celebrating his 21st birthday with his family there. The car reportedly fled the scene in downtown Nashville. According to NorthEscambia.com, Zach's family remains there where they're focused on his recovery. And police in Nashville are investigating that hit-and-run. Well, good news if you're looking to unwind. Two of the most relaxing cities in the nation are just a short drive from our area. Tampa was named the most relaxing city in the U.S. They scored a 74.2 out of a 100 in an online ranking. Factors like green space, walkability, and average temperature contributed to the ranking. The second place winner in the ranking, even closer to us, New Orleans, ranking a 70.90. Two other Florida cities also made the cut in this list, with Miami coming in at number 5 and Jacksonville at number 11. And the National Rifle Association asking the U.S. Supreme Court to review a Florida law that raises the minimum age to purchase rifles and long guns from 18 to 21. The challenge follows years of legal battles stemming from the 2018 Parkland school shooting. The 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals upheld the law, stating that it aligns with historical firearm regulations. The NRA says that 18 to 20-year-olds are legal adults and should not be restricted from purchasing firearms. They point to conflicting rulings from other circuit courts and emphasize the need for the Supreme Court to resolve the discrepancies. 8:35 at News Radio 92.3, John Pickens has our traffic on the 5s.
Still rolling accident-free right now, which is good news there. If you are on 98 westbound, approaching the Garcon Point Bridge, we're seeing some major delays in that area. I-10, I-110 are flowing very smoothly this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5s.
Thank you very much, John. It's 80 degrees right now. We've got partly cloudy skies. Let's get our forecast from Brooke Richardson.
We are going to be seeing a mostly sunny day today with temperatures near 86 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 76. For Wednesday, high near 89 degrees, 40% chance of a stray shower. Temperatures Wednesday night dropping near 70 degrees. Going into Thursday, partly cloudy skies with a high near 86 degrees. And by Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 68. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And 836 at News Radio 92.3, taking a look at our market report this morning. Your money now. The market's down at the opening bell. The Dow is down 58 points at 42,733. S&P 500 is down 19 points at 59,44. And the NASDAQ down 86 points right now at 19,129. 10-year bond rate is up slightly, 4.513% this morning. Gold price is up 6.80 at 32.40.30. Silver up 13, almost 14 cents at 32.64. And crypto down across the board. Bitcoin down just over 1,000 at 104.306. Ethereum's down, Solana's down, Dogecoin down a fraction of a cent. XRP down a few cents as well. A shocking new report showing that Gulf Coast states are sitting on more oil and gas than anybody thought. Christopher Schenck with the U.S. Geological Survey says it's tucked inside of rocks that are 10,000 feet beneath the surface.
In a nutshell, the key to this assessment report is that we think there's quite a bit of gas potential.
And he called it a tight gas because it requires a specific type of fracking to get it out. The report looks at a strip of land that runs from Texas to Florida. China is accusing the U.S. of undermining a preliminary trade agreement that the two countries reached in Geneva. A spokesperson for China's Commerce Ministry said the U.S. industry says a U.S. industry warning not to use Chinese-made ships amounted to discriminatory practices. Beijing also calling on the Trump administration to correct its wrong practices and stop discriminatory measures against China. And it looks like it's getting more expensive to buy a home across the U.S. The average interest rate now for a 30-year mortgage moved above 7% Monday before dropping back down just slightly. That comes after Moody's downgraded the U.S. credit rating last week because of the government's growing debt. 8:38, your next news at 9 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
It's spring at Anderson Subaru, the perfect time to refresh your ride. With 3.9% for 63 months on 2025 Subaru Outback models, or get 3.9% for 48 months on 2025 Forester models and 2025 Crosstrek models. At Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Subaru for you, Subaru for you. Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
You know, if you need any kind of repairs done inside your home, to the like complicated systems that are inside your home, like plumbing, air conditioning, heating, or electrical, Peden. They do all of that stuff. And it kind of makes sense because if they're going to be in the one vicinity, they might as well handle all of that. And they do. For more than 55 years, they have been helping customers all along the Gulf Coast solve those problems with professional service, high-quality installation of good products, and 100% satisfaction guaranteed everywhere from Tallahassee to Fort Walton Beach to Gulf Breeze, Pensacola, Baldwin County, Mobile, everywhere in between. You can find out more about them at Peden.com. And right now, through the month of May, they have a couple of specials. One is you can cool off with a new air conditioning system from Peden. Get $1,500 off, plus special financing. Some restrictions do apply. And also for generators, because we're coming up on storm season. So you can get the best prices of the year before the storm season starts. $2,500 off a standby generator through May on a dependable and affordable and powerful Briggs & Stratton generator. Again, some restrictions may apply, so be sure to read the contract. Find out more or schedule an appointment or just get information at Peden, P-E-A-D-E-N.com.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Join the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10:30 as Bess Marks from Lazy Boy joins the show, talking about upcoming events at all three Gulf Coast locations, Pensacola, Spanish Fort, and Mobile, how to incorporate Lazy Boy's free in-home design service with recliners, sofas, accessories, and artwork to make your home look just like a picture out of a magazine.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions, 850-437-1620.
Hey, Pensacola, get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are the dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola, 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, I have a question for today that is, it's a little bit of a thinker, it's a little bit fun, okay? And you'll let, I am a little bit early on this one, okay? Because I think technically I probably should save this one for the 1st of July, for July 1st, and you'll know why in just a second. I'm looking for mid-year resolutions. And what I mean by that is, did you make a New Year's resolution, John?
Yes.
Did you keep it?
No.
Meg, did you make a New Year's resolution?
Yes.
Did you keep it?
No.
None of us do. None of us do. So I was thinking about this. I was thinking about how we all make these New Year's resolutions, and then we do or don't keep them, and typically don't keep them. And then we feel bad and guilty. And then eventually, right around May, you don't really think about it anymore. You just, you know.
We'll try next year.
Yeah, that's exactly. You don't even feel guilty anymore. And then the thought occurred to me is what we need is an anti-New Year's resolution, a mid-year. Something to make us feel good because we can hit it. And what I have in mind is a mid-year resolution is a resolution that you can hit. I'll give you an example. I'm resolved to watch more TV. Like, you know, because New Year's resolutions are always about pain and suffering and doing hard things and getting better and improving your life. I think, you know, maybe once in a while we need to set a goal that will just make us happy. You know, how about more beer? I will drink more beer. That'll be my New Year's. My mid-year resolution is I can just drink more beer, and that'll take care of a lot of problems. And you know, maybe I'll be happier. And so that's what I'm thinking is a pure happiness-oriented mid-year resolution, something that you'll want to do rather than something that you have to do. 4-3-7-16. Oh, I'm getting this is the death of a topic. I'm getting this very quizzical. I'm not sure what to say. Andrew, you're weird kind of look from both of you. And okay, all right, you know, note taken, but I'm still going to ask the question. So 437-1620, 437-1620. Tell me your self happiness, not self improvement, mid-year resolution. John, what do you got?
Well,
437-1620.
Say one on radio, but do more flight simulator.
Okay. Yeah. All right, because you love Flight Simulator.
Yes, I do.
And
my happy place.
You play it a lot.
Yes.
And so this is a... They're indulgences is what this
right,
is. This
basically.
Is indulgence resolutions. Go ahead and resolve to indulge a little bit more on something. Okay, so...
That's
more,
what I can say on the radio.
More flight...
Yes.
More Flight Simulator. there may be some entries in the category you could keep to yourself. I understand that may be true. Meg, do you have a mid-year?
I resolve mid-year to go to the beach more often.
Oh, nice one.
Because
okay.
I don't go. I live right here, and I don't go enough.
That's a great example.
I really need to go. Why don't I go? It's a lot prettier than my pool.
We only go a few times a year.
Right.
And honestly, the boys don't love it as much as they did when they're kids, and so sometimes it's fighting. Now, Danny and I go, you know, paddleboarding or boating or that kind of stuff a lot. But actually going to the beach
for the day, like just sit with a cooler and just relax and go swimming in the water. I mean, I don't do nothing. I don't spend like the whole day at the beach typically.
Okay.
And having worked out there, right, it kind of changed my perspective. Now I'm not working out there anymore. I have no excuse.
And now you can actually afford to go to the place you used to work at.
True.
I mean, time-wise, you can afford to go.
Of course,
you could always
afford
to go. But
yeah,
okay, I like that. Go to the beach more often. That's
maybe go to bands on the beach.
Okay.
Things like, go to more of the things that are free,
stuff
that are out there.
Stuff that's happening, that's part of the life. That's fantastic. 437-1620. So the question of the day is, mid-year resolutions, easy to hit. Indulgences, good things. Things that, I'm not looking for something to learn. I'm just looking for something that'll make you happy that you realize, I could do more. I could play more golf.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of times what happens is there's good things we know we enjoy that we just neglect and, you just kind of don't do them. And then it's a year since you've done it, and that's not great. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. 437-1620. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. Still rolling accident free right now. I-10, I-110 are looking good. Again, if you're on 98 westbound through Midway approaching the Garcon Point Bridge or even after that, be aware that we've got some construction going on and some major delays in that area. Other than that, we look good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, John. If you're 64, turn 65, and you're going to convert over onto Medicare, and you don't know how that's going to go, and you're kind of worried about it, it's a new thing, and people have been writing you letters, sending you emails, calling you, whatever, it can feel stressful. It's not. It's very easy. But if it's new to you, it's new to you. And anything new is always a little bit scary. So call my friend Ricky Stewart and ask her about it. She handles this. Her whole family does insurance. She does this one part where she helps people convert over onto Medicare. And that's if you're retiring or if you just have questions about supplement or Advantage or even, prescription drug benefits or Medicaid. You might wonder what's the difference between Medicaid and Medicare, as Jim Petronis told us yesterday. And we know most people don't know the difference. And what does one apply to me and one not? And why are they spelled different? And what are they? Great. Ask her. She knows. Ricky Stewart Insurance. You can just look her up online, insuredbyricky.com or 341-2185. Okay, so the question of the day is, tell me something that's like your, not a New Year's resolution where it's all about pain and discipline and self-improvement, but it would actually be self-improvement because it's happiness, but a mid-year resolution, something you can indulge in more or do more of that you do kind of regret that you don't do more of. A couple of the texts are coming in here. Michael says, I will work less in the summer and spend more time out on the boat.
There you go.
Oh, man. But you pay enough to have it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You might as well enjoy it.
I'm going to take your boat.
We did. We just got a boat. I'll talk about that some other time. Meg, you had another one you were going to say?
Well, I was just sitting here thinking what I had resolved to do in the beginning of the year was not eat so much chocolate. And that doesn't work because as soon as I make that resolution, then I want psychologically, I want to, have what I can't have.
Right.
So now I'm thinking maybe I could do reverse psychology of myself and say, hey.
Resolve to have more.
Have more chocolate and have like a chocolate bar every week.
Yeah. And then find out what happens.
And then maybe my reverse psychology will kick in and I'll go, well, I don't have to have a chocolate every
week. Maybe it'll be like working at the Olive Garden where you never want to eat another breadstick again in your life.
Correct.
Yeah, maybe.
It's the denial thing.
Let's see. Somebody says, my mid-year resolution is more naps. Love it.
Love
it.
That's great.
Great.
And by the way, you take a nap, never feel guilty about a nap. Naps are good. Naps are
okay, can I get that quoted to play to several people?
I mean, I sleep like three times a day typically now. Actually, I about 3 hours at night and then about an hour and a half and then maybe an hour after. So I'm a napper now. I've become a napping lifestyle. Somebody says I would like to try new foods at new restaurants. Oh, that's great.
Yeah, that is good.
And that's a good, expand your horizon.
It's right up there with chocolate.
Same thing for cooking at home if you're a cook.
Mm-hmm.
You know, instead of the 5 or 10 or 15 things you make all the time, resolve that once a week you're going to try a completely new thing that you've never tried before. I love that. See, these are, you know, New Year's resolutions are so, they're such a burden.
Mm-hmm.
I want non-burden resolutions. That's what I'm thinking of. Somebody says, eat more ice cream. Oh, I like that.
There you go.
That's fantastic.
At the beach.
at the beach with the chocolate. Or chocolate ice cream. Somebody says, I'd like to take random PTO days without telling anyone but my employer and spend them doing whatever I want to do. Oh, brilliant.
Ooh.
Enjoy your vacation. Mm-hmm. As you know, I take all my vacation, okay? And I enjoy it. And
yeah,
you should.
We know.
Well, hey, you know, that's what it's there for. You know, you don't get paid extra on a salary to work, you know, so might as well take it and enjoy it. So, no, I'm a big fan of that. I love that. Take a day here, take a day there. You know, this is one of those things where, honestly, though we make fun of it, I think the, like, Gen Alpha and Gen Z, they actually have the right thing. The mental health days, it's a squirrely way to describe it, but the idea is not wrong. It's nice to sleep in on a weekday. It feels good. Somebody says, Jim says, all chocolate goes BOGO at Publix during the summer. Hee hee. Don says, I'm a homebody, so mine would be to go out more.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I like that. Let's see, a resolution to drink more. Can't remember when I had one last. I was going to, yeah, I like that. And seriously, I mean, maybe there's a lot of these things that are kind of like, they're not really bad, except if you do them too much in excess, but a little bit more wouldn't be so bad. I don't know. I'm just, you know, second beer isn't going to kill you most of the time. That's okay. Somebody says, I'm going to flirt with more ladies. Yeah. Yeah, I like that. Somebody says, eat more watermelon. Okay, I mean, you know, that's
Yum.
A great example.
That's a great idea.
No, because there are a lot of foods that you love,
mm-hmm.
but you only eat them when it's something happens, like you're going to bring your own, a potluck.
4th of July. Like, there has to be a reason to have watermelon.
Right. Why
but
can't
it's true.
You just have watermelon because it's Tuesday?
Right. I don't do that. I think of it as a treat.
Exactly. And you got to have a pretext. You don't have to have a pretext. I mean, just do it and treat yourself. I love this. We're
That's
getting some
good
really
one.
Good ideas. I didn't know what to expect out of this, obviously, but we're getting some really, really good ones. And it came from a Gen Xer, the take PTO days. I love that. I'm going to be forgive more and have more peace, and also yes to the beach. This one's a little more like a New Year's resolution, but I'm going to say it anyway because this might be meaningful to somebody. Practice saying no more often.
No, Andrew.
or, and
you
fair.
Mean we could say no to a topic.
Like somebody invites you. No, you don't get to veto topics. No, but people who invite you and then you feel guilty, you didn't want to go, you don't want to go, you're not happy having gone, but you feel like you have to, it's okay to say no. Now, there are also some people who need to learn to say yes a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The thing that you kind of first inclination don't want to do, maybe you say yes and figure out how it's and winds up being great fun. Somebody says go bowling more often. Love it. Somebody says, Andrew McKay, sir, respectfully, I will eat watermelon whenever I damn well please. Thank you very much.
Of renting but think home ownership is too far out of reach? Pensacola Habitat for Humanity's Community Land Trust makes it more affordable than ever. Here's how it works. You own the home but not the land, lowering your mortgage and monthly payments, making home ownership attainable for more people. And the best part? You still build equity and generational wealth. Learn more. Visit PensacolaHabitat.org and take the first step toward owning your own home.
If you're a fan of Joann Fabrics, you're going to love Daryl's Sewing of Pensacola. Daryl's Sewing is the largest sewing and embroidery machine dealer in the Pensacola area and now offers lots of apparel fabric, children's fabric, and quilting fabric, in addition to sewing machine furniture, sewing and embroidery supplies, and lots of notions. Financing is available. Call 850-438-5444. As Joann's closes, remember Daryl's Sewing, 6705 North Davis Highway between Creighton and Burgess. Online at sewingandpensacola.com.
In a world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand, and we have your back. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app.
Who throws a shoe? Honestly.
Good morning, 8:54 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's a Pensacola Morning News. Oh, I've botched this all up. I haven't done the proper music or anything for what I want to do here. So let's adapt. Let's improvise. Let's overcome.
Morning, everyone. We're here for public forum. Public forum is an opportunity for the public to get up and speak about anything they'd like to discuss.
Like I said, I'm not mad at you, Commissioner. I'm just going to start from the left. All right, I'm going to ask you to not respond from the stands.
From the state. I love that expression. From the stadiums. From the bleachers. Keep it down in the bleachers back there.
Next time, please, sir, don't respond from the stands like that. All right? Let's have a little civility. There's one of the things that we have, and that's called not yelling from out there, okay? I appreciate you. You can walk up to the podium, but just when it's your turn.
I thought maybe this is a Santa Rosa County Commission meeting. Kerry Smith yesterday, who's the chairman, District 2, that's Milton area. I think what the guy had said was it was hard to hear him, like turn up the volume on the mic. And so it's kind of an awkward situation, but I'm not sure that Kerry actually heard him. And so I understand. And then they've been trying to keep order in the meeting. Honestly, I think the meetings have gotten a lot better in Santa Rosa County. One of the things I love that they do that I don't think anybody else does quite this way is they have the initial commissioner comments, and then they do public forum, and then the commissioners will respond as a batch to all of the public comments, not individually bickering back and forth, which had been the downfall before. I think that was an innovation that Kerry Smith brought in. It's working really well. We'll come back to this in a second because Kerry said some other stuff that's interesting. John Pickens has traffic on the 5. John?
Brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Still rolling accident-free right now. I-10, I-110 are actually looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, John. So back to the Santa Rosa County Commission meeting where we've got Kerry Smith who's talking about. One of the things he was responding to was an editorial in the Navarra Press. You've heard David kind of mentioning this in the newsroom this morning, but basically his feeling was that, you know, he felt like he was always being overruled when he was on the zoning board by the county commission. And it turns out that only about 11% of the time does the county commission actually reverse a decision by the zoning board, which is, you know, not very often. I mean, 1 out of 9 is not very much. And when you think about, like, the, you know, Supreme Court, most of their decisions are 9-0. You only hear about the 5-4-6-3 decisions. And same thing in the county and city council meetings is a lot of stuff's on consent, which means they don't really vote. They batch them all together and they do 50 things. And it's all important, but we don't talk a lot about them. I try to read through them and see if they're interesting. But if everybody agrees this is something government should do, then do it. It's good. You know, and government should be kind of boring. It's just when it's controversial or interesting or entertaining. So anyway, he was kind of responding to all of that and saying that when they pick these controversies, particularly about a zoning board decision that was reversed by the county commission, that it paints a picture and it portrays this big conflict as though it's always being overridden. And that's just not true.
Yeah. A lot of people think that I'm hypersensitive of protecting this board. I'm hypersensitive because it's our reputation. That's what we work from. We work from our reputation. And so then when we have different angles coming at us saying, well, this is what you do, this is what you do, therefore it's the truth.
By the way, I love the big sigh.
Different angles coming at us saying, well, this is what you do, this is what you do, therefore it's the truth. It's not the truth. It's not the truth. It's somebody's truth, but it's not the truth. It's a made-up truth, which makes it not a truth, right? I mean, let's get philosophical here. Maybe we can get Andrew McKay to help us out here with this one because he was a philosophy major or a philosophy professor.
I'm here. Philosophy professor to the rescue. Adjunct. So, oh, no, I love it, but he's exactly right. when you focus on the exception, the weird, the what I call the dot in the middle of the board instead of the whole board, the whole truth, you form a skewed perspective of any topic. That's true whether we're talking about, you know, plane crashes or car crashes or anything, the news, my industry. We fixate on the weird, rare exception. And because you do that enough, and then people who don't really know that domain of knowledge, you form a skewed perception of reality. Just like if I, you know, focus only on the controversy and the dysfunction in a small town on the Blackwater River, you form the belief that... Then again, that might be more representative than other examples. But no, he's exactly right. And just because a thing is true does not mean that it portrays the whole truth. That's actually why the, you know, the expression, the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. It's that whole truth piece that a lot of times is missing. But I'm always available for a philosophical consultation. Stream us at News Radio.